called and chosen. We are become companions of Christ if we hold fast. Hebrews 3 verse 6. Israel was God's chosen people, his inheritance, the Lord's house and God's flock. Israel was God's firstborn people, his adoptive son, and God was husband to his people. He purchased Israel with his blood at the Passover, as a marriage contract with her God. He chose them to be a holy people, a separated nation, a people for his own possession. He called them to be holy for I am holy, but Israel chose the route of apostasy. And for a time, Israel has been set aside, and the dispensation of Israel placed on hold. But the days are coming when the Lord will make a new covenant with Israel. Behold, the day is coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Israel will one day take up her former position on earth as God's chosen people. Israel was temporarily set aside at the cross through her rebellion and apostasy. But God continued his work with a heavenly people, a new creation, the body of Christ. The church was commissioned as a holy people, a separate nation, his own possession. The church has a heavenly calling, and we are Christ's companions in this heavenly role. The church is called the heavenly Jerusalem, the holy city, the body of Christ. We have been commissioned to be partakers of Christ's own heavenly vocation. Like Israel, we have a holy calling to be the little flock of our heavenly bridegroom. We have become the temple of the Holy Spirit, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We were bought with the precious blood of Christ, who became our Passover lamb. We are to be holy, for God is holy, and we are to be separated to our holy cause. For it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy." God betrothed himself to Israel so that she would be his own satisfaction and joy. But Israel failed and was set aside for a time so God could complete all he purposed. And Christ is betrothed to the church as his dearly loved bride for his good pleasure. She is the city of the living God, the golden candlestick, the house of God. God wanted to show forth his glory and grace to the world through his chosen people. But Israel failed and was set aside for a time, for God must continue all he planned. And the church has now been raised up to demonstrate the grace and glory of God. She is to show forth the excellencies of him who called her out of darkness into his marvellous light. Israel was called and chosen, and sadly they failed. But in his love and grace, Israel will be restored to her earthly calling as God's people. Behold, the day is coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. They are irrevocable. And the church has also been called and chosen to be his beloved bride. And his bride is the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood in love. Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, that he might present the church to himself, a glorious church not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, knowing that Christ loves the church so dearly, let us hold fast to our calling.